You're listening to Travel in the Bluegrass with Alan Watts.
Brian Froge says the next step involves cooking the sorghum.
We run it through a preheater. We heat it up to 180 degrees and let it set overnight. And then we come in and we run it through a continuous flow pan where we've got juice going in one end of our pan that we're cooking on. And it stays on that pan a little over an hour, and we're taking about 90% of the water off of it, and we're running it from around 16 to 17% sugar content in the raw juice this year up to about 80% content, sugar content in the finished product.
Yes, it's fun to keep an old tradition alive.
There are several older people around now today that can remember making sorghum molasses on the farm. That was their main source of sugar back many years ago.
Follow us on Facebook and Twitter at Traveling the Bluegrass and listen to the podcast at youragedge.com. I'm Alan Watts, Traveling the Bluegrass.